This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the coverage of small businesses that we do on this program, we, and I mean us here at Marketplace, we don't have a fixed definition of what makes a business small. Sure, a literal mom-and-pop store is a small business, or a restaurant with a couple of dozen employees, sure, but what about a manufacturer with, say, I don't know, 150 people working there? I mean, maybe. But the federal government can't afford to be quite so loosey-goosey as we are, because there's federal aid earmarked just for small businesses, and also because $150 billion worth of federal contracts are set aside for small businesses in this economy each and every year. The Fed's definition is based on what industry a business is in. 500 people makes for a very big restaurant, right? But a really small car company, so that's tricky. Also, the number of people that that business employs and how much revenue it pulls in every year. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the government has started playing around with that definition lately.
The last couple of years have been pretty good at Akana, a small engineering firm based in Portland, Oregon.
During the pandemic, we were able to win some large federal contracts.
That's Herb Fricke, Akana's president and CEO. He says those contracts have included road work, light rail construction, new bridges.
And we increased our revenue significantly.
Fricke says the federal government is now the company's biggest client, and he's hoping Akana can get a piece of the $1 trillion in infrastructure spending President Biden signed off on last November.
Now, there's still a lot of temptation to continue growing. You have to make hay when the sun is shining, right?
Problem is, business has almost been too good for Akana. Until this year, the federal government's definition of a small engineering firm was one that brought in an average of no more than $16.5 million a year in revenue. And last year, Akana brought in more than that. Its status as a small business was at risk.
If we weren't designated small business, we'd be competing with the gigantic companies out there.
In April, the Small Business Administration increased the maximum size standard for small engineering firms by $6 million a year. Fricke says that gives his company room to grow.
You know, I was concerned 2 months ago. And then when they brought out the new standard, you know, I took a sigh of relief.
The SBA is required to revise its size standards every 5 years. The idea is to keep firms from having to worry about losing their small business designation, the way that Herb Fricke did.
So we don't want to artificially keep them at a lower level. We want to be able to create that pathway for growth.
That's B.B. Hidalgo, the SBA's Associate Administrator for Government Contracting and Business Development. She says the SBA's new size standards in 229 sectors won't just help current government contractors like Akana. It'll also allow new companies to start competing for government contracts and aid.
It's basically making our programs accessible to close to 60,000 additional firms across the United States.
But raising the threshold of how big a small business can be runs the risk of including some businesses that aren't small at all, says Karen Kerrigan, CEO of the Small Business Council.
And the whole point of the set-asides was just to allow more small businesses to have the opportunity to compete against the bigger businesses for contracts. So if you're making these size standards larger, I mean, they could lose meaning.
The biggest small businesses could end up with a huge advantage over the smallest companies.
Let's say a firm like mine, the likelihood that we actually get awarded is significantly small, but now it's going to be even harder to get that.
That's Ray Mendes, president of Mendes Engineering in San Antonio. His firm brings in roughly $2 million a year. That's well below the $22.5 million threshold for small engineering firms. In order to win government contracts, Mendes has been looking to partner up with bigger firms.
You know, if you can get a good teaming partner, you can both capitalize it, because that's, you have more contract opportunities to pursue that way because you're a team and you go in as one.
Teaming up gives small firms like his something that they don't have.
The reason that a lot of these smaller firms get teamed up with is because a lot of times they don't know the way or who to approach or how to win these contracts. And the bigger firms that have done this for years, they have a good roadmap to do that.
The goal, Mendes says, is to leverage those partnerships so that one day his company can be the bigger engineering firm. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.